to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Clearly, there are some parts of this job plan where I think there's some common ground, and we can find a way to move forward. There are other parts of it that I have real concerns about. But when it comes to things like a small business tax deductions, I think we can find an agreement. When it comes to issues like passing the free trade bill with Panama, Colombia, and South Korea, I think that we can find some common ground. When it comes to funding the nation's infrastructure, putting a lot of construction people back to work, I think there's room for common ground that we can find. And I think that's what the American people expect of us. But I've raised my right hand when I took my oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the laws of the United States. And I can tell you that I didn't come here because I wanted to be popular. I came here to do the right thing for the country. And raising taxes on the American people is not the way to get our economy going again.
Here's House Speaker John Boehner, who says there are parts of the president's plan that he can go along with, but raising taxes isn't one of them. So that's where we get started in this hour of our daily talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen, heading right to MSNBC, where Chris Matthews talks to Democratic strategist Bob Schrum and former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm about the criticism the president getting from both sides. They say he's just on the wrong path.
Clinton strategist Mark Penn, who worked for the Clintons, says Obama's new tone won't work. He writes in the Huffington Post, quote, Barack Obama is careening down the wrong path towards reelection. He should be claiming the vital center, not abandoning it. He should be holding down taxes rather than raising them. He should be bringing the country together rather than dividing it through class warfare. That's Mark Penn. He's critiquing the president's new move to divide the country between those who want fair taxes and those who are rich and who don't. Your thoughts, Bob Schrum?
Well, you know, that's Mark is saying this kind of stuff all the time. Two reactions to it. First, it was a remarkably fact-free and numbers-free piece from a guy who's supposed to be a pollster. He says, for example, that Gore lost. I actually think he won. But the Gore lost because he was too populist. He talked about the people, not the powerful. In fact, during the period when he was really doing that, culminating in that acceptance speech, you remember, Chris, he gained about 12 to 18 points. So, you know, you got to look at the facts here. Secondly, I think the president is on the right side here. He recognizes that there has been 10 years of class warfare in this country. It's been class warfare against the middle class, class warfare against working families, class warfare against ordinary hardworking people. He's on the right side of the issue here. And if you look at any poll, which is maybe why Mark didn't mention any of the polls, people support him on Medicare, they support him on Social Security, they support him on the wealthy paying their fair share. One last thing, you know, when Hillary Clinton was deciding to concede in 2008, Mark Penn told her, don't concede. There's no way Barack Obama can win the general election. So I suspect the White House takes his advice with a mountain of salt.
Bob, good point at the last little coup de grace there from Bob Schrum as we finish off Mark Penn. I'm sure we'll have Penn on to respond, but this is the fundamental question. The president's answered the question, Governor. He wants to fight this election. He wants to take it to the people. The Republicans say nobody gets their taxes raised. The unfair tax system we have now is going to stay in place. Obama says no. Why should the secretary pay a higher rate than the boss?
Game on. I mean, if elections are about who's on your side and who's not, Obama is on the people's side. Bring it on. He went through phase one of this whole exercise. He was a reasonable guy. He put compromise on the table. They didn't take him up on it. Not only did that, they fought him every step of the way. So come out, take off the gloves, and let's go swing.
I don't know. You're in politics. I've never run for statewide office. Why do Republicans? I'll get back to this. I'm just going to throw this question out before you quote the president. It's my standard question. Most Republicans aren't rich. They come up with almost half the amount, sometimes more votes than Democrats nationwide. They're not rich people. Why do they defend the interests, the economic interests of the elite over and over and over again?
You know,
why?
The frustrating
thing. Why do they do that?
I don't know the answer. I do think that they are bowing to this economic theory that if you cut taxes, then you're going to create jobs. That zero sum.
So the guy who makes $1 billion a year pays 15%, and the guy that slobs himself to work, kills himself, is exhausted Friday night, if not Wednesday night, or woman, that person's paying 35 or 50% if you count the local taxes.
Right.
They think that's fair.
In just a moment, some more opinions and reaction to the president's plan here on the countdown.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Hopefully you know this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a focus on the president's plan for jobs and tax increases. Host Jim Browdy and Marjorie Egan talk to CNN's John King about the debate in Washington. The focus is the president's plan to raise taxes on millionaires.
Barack Obama finally takes a stand on something. And when I said this yesterday, someone emailed right away and said he took a stand that he'd never extend the Bush tax cuts for the wealthy. He did. He took a stand. There had to be shared sacrifice on the debt ceiling deal, and he folded. But this time he seemed to be real. He says he will veto any debt reduction plan that cuts things like Medicare if it does not include increases on taxes on the rich. He finally is getting it in terms of his base. Is he not, John King?
Politically, yes. He's digging in his heels, and a guy who has had a lot of trouble with the base on a lot of issues. So mainly on that, if you could put all the complaints of the base under one umbrella, 90% of them would probably fit under why doesn't this guy fight more? Why doesn't he dig in his heels and draw red lines? The veto card is important because the base is happy to see the president finally, they think, draw a line with the Republicans and say, you're not getting everything, and we're getting this one. We're getting higher taxes on wealthy Americans. Here's the question. House Republicans aren't going to give him the rate changes. A lot of people think you can't do comprehensive tax reform in the 2 months this super committee has to do its work. And so therefore, have we set this up? The president will have to use the veto pen, or they won't even send him anything because they can't get the work done. And then this debate spills over into the 2012 presidential campaign, and we do not get major deficit reduction this year. So there's a policy risk in this bold political proposal, but there's no question the left of the party, although there are many who reflect the skepticism from that email you got, that he'll actually keep his promise, but the left is happy he made it.
But let me just be clear about something. Let's assume the deficit commission comes up with something, it's approved, and he vetoes it. Then this automatic deficit reduction thing kicks in, does it not?
then there would be cuts. Then there is the plan that they passed in August includes cuts across the board to get you to $1.5 trillion more in deficit reduction. There are a couple of loopholes in there. Congress could come back before they, there's a time frame then for kick in. Yes, there's a, the bill says, okay, you guys didn't reach a deal, so these cuts kick in at this point. There is a window where Congress could come back and say, whoa, whoa, give us a second chance. But in the presidential campaign environment and the congressional campaign environment, most view that as unlikely.
Well, you know, I see this in the campaign environment as a winning position for Obama, because you could blame the fact that the recalcitrance of the Republicans on not making it a fair across-the-board kind of situation. When you look at these polls, lots of Americans think that one way to reduce the deficit is raising taxes on people wealthy who have had a great, great deal for at least a decade. So I see this as a good thing for the campaign.
I think a couple of points on that. Number one, yes, in terms of the president being in sync with the view of a majority of the American people who think the rich should have to ante up some here, absolutely. He's on safe political ground.
Talk host Tom Finner and Brian Joyce and Barry Armstrong talked about the standoff in Washington over the plan to raise taxes.
We need some insight with regard to the dynamics afoot, not just in Europe and Greece in default, but, you know, closer to home here, long, long standoffs and disputes between Congress and the president on the debt ceiling issue, on taxes. Are they too high? Are they too low? Who pays? Who doesn't pay? Do we need a revenue solution to this huge multi-year, multi-trillion dollar deficit problem, or is it all on the spending side? Is it just a spending problem? And we thought we'd kind of put you on the spot a little bit this morning and kind of get your, not just political, but economic and fiscal advice as well.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, I look at what's going on and observe the political process, but I'm going to tell you, I think there will be tax increases regardless of whether we have a Republican in the White House or a Democrat in the White House. Taxes are going to increase. You simply can't balance this budget purely with government spending cuts. There's not, you can't cut enough to balance the budget in that fashion.
Now, do you think that prediction then that we have to, and therefore in the end we will get tax increases, do you think that happens before next November's elections, or is this something that you expect happens after the people have made a decision?
I don't know. In the beginning, when they put this super committee together, Tom, I said, you know, the super committee is going to come back, and one Republican will relent, and there'll be some tax increases. But I'm starting to see it seems like the battle lines are drawn on this, and the Republicans are saying no new taxes, and the Democrats are saying we're not cutting spending that much. So it's conceivable that this super committee could come out with a stalemate, and then in January of 2013, we will have draconian cuts in Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and the military. And, you know, initially I didn't feel that way. The longer this drags on, though, and the more I observe the polarization that's going on in Washington, I'm starting to think that's a possibility.
You know, the way I always look at this, Barry, is that, you know, let's try to simplify things for people at home. Let's say you have a lot of credit card debt, okay, and this whole issue of, you know, is it just a spending problem or is it a revenue problem? If you have a lot of credit card debt, certainly it helps to stop racking up credit card debt. Don't go out and buy bottles of champagne and all this other stuff. But at the end of the day, you're not going to pay down that existing debt that you have unless, you know, you got to go out and get a second job, you got to go waitress tables or whatever you have to do to bring in some more revenue. And that's the way I look at it. I mean, you can prevent yourself from getting into further debt by cutting your spending. But you're not going to pay down the debt without bringing in more revenue.
Well, but you need to be appreciative of the conservative side here, Brian. And the conservative side is saying, hey, we've got 45 million people on food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the last really bad recession in 1980, 81, we only had about 18 million people on food stamps. So we have, over the last 30 years, there has been this proliferation of social programs. And I think a lot of working people are saying, hey, enough with the social programs, enough with the welfare. Enough. We import people from foreign countries, and then we put them on welfare programs. And I'm talking about refugee programs and things like that. At some point, the American worker is saying, hey, I just don't want to do that anymore.
Up next, we move to the Palestinian bid for statehood at the UN on The Countdown.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You know, this is a program that focuses on what's going on in talk radio and talk television, your favorite stations and hosts around the country. We do our survey so that we know what's going on in the minds of many people listening to this format. The showdown at the UN is one of them. From CNN, Wolf Blitzer talks to former President Clinton about the Obama administration announcement they will veto a Palestinian demand for statehood.
The U.S., the Obama administration says it will veto a U.N. Security Council resolution to establish a Palestinian state. That could trigger a lot of anti-American reaction in the Muslim world, in the Arab world, elsewhere. How concerned are you that that could trigger that kind of development?
Oh, a little bit. But I think the...
Just a little bit?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. But in the street, it's more of a concern than in the among the leaders for this reason. There is a widespread feeling in the world that the current Israeli government may have abandoned the intention of working with the Palestinians to create a state on the West Bank and Gaza and just doesn't want to say it.
You believe that?
I'm not in government. I don't know enough to know. I'm just telling you what I hear around here. That that this Palestinian government in the West Bank under President Abbas and Mr. Fayyad is the best government the Israelis have ever worked with, which the Netanyahu government will say. They're good on security. They're good on economic growth. They're good on self-reliance. They're just good. But they still don't want to negotiate borders and security for a Palestinian state. And they're spending a fortune to expand settlements in the West Bank and apparently now want to train militia. On the other hand, they claim that they want to continue to negotiate for a state. As long as that's possible, the United States being the only country that Israel really does trust to be there for it under all conditions, will veto this resolution to keep the debate going, to keep open the possibility of peace.
Host Jimmy Barrett here with Middle East expert Alex Luxenberg about how we got to this point.
Do you think that President Obama's getting ready to throw Israel under the bus?
I think that would be an exaggeration, in as much as he's definitely signaled that he intends to veto any Security Council resolution that would make Palestine a member state of the United Nations. So on that basis alone, I think it would be hard to say that he's going to throw Israel under the bus. How we got to this point, however, may be another question.
Okay, well, let's discuss that a little bit, too. How have we gotten to this point?
Well, when President Obama came to power in 2009, he set out to change America's relations with the Muslim world. And the first thing, one of the first things he did on the very first day in office was to appoint George Mitchell as envoy to the Middle East peace talks. So that was clearly the highest item on his agenda. And the first foreign news outlet he spoke to was Al Arabiya, the Middle Eastern news agency. And then he, of course, gave his speeches in Turkey and Egypt, where he addressed the Muslim world. What happened, however, the big mistake, was that he decided to make the Jewish settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem the main issue. And he effectively demanded that Israel freeze those settlements. And the Palestinians were in the position that they could not ask for less than the President of the United States. So they went to take the step that they wouldn't participate in any negotiations unless Israel froze the settlements.
Yeah.
So the negotiations that had been going on for years and years had come to a complete halt, owing to, I think, a mistake on the part of U.S. policy.
All right, let's move from this to the campaign trail up next on the Talk Radio Review.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
That, my friends, is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your quest to find the perfect brand new car. I know, because, well, I'm inside your head, and I'm here to say, stop, you're giving me the headache. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com had brand spanking new cars hot off the assembly line. Well, now you do. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars and all their showroom glory side by side. Even special offers. That way your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart has itself set on a sporty 2011 coupe. But your head wants something smart, practical, with good gas mileage. And while your heart wants to make the neighbors drool, your head wants to make sure you're getting the best new car deal out there. Well, would you look at that? A brand new, never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. Go ahead, hold that head of yours high. Whoa! Just tell me when you're going to do it first. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Calling people using long distance was draining my wallet. So, to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free penchant and call 1-800-947-AUTO.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to the second half hour here. Doug Steffen with a focus on the presidential race now with talk host Robert Rees. He's got a new poll, and the way the news media seems to be trying to pick the Republican candidate for us is the focus of the poll.
Sarah Palin trails by 5 points to Obama. And when you look at the article, I'm thinking, why did they throw out Sarah Palin is lacking by 5 points when Rudy Giuliani leads by 7 points over Obama in that same poll, and somebody who has already announced, Mitt Romney, only trails by 2 points. And you know, I've had a caller one time call, and I've seen this on Facebook as well, that people say, look, we don't want the media to choose who our next candidate is for the Republican Party like they did in 2008 with John McCain. And a lot of people feel like the media pushed John McCain, and that's the reason why he got the nominee. And a lot of people are saying, we don't want the media to guide that decision again. And I say, you know what, if that were true, and actually the person that called here, they were referring to Mitt Romney, and they were saying the media wants Mitt Romney, and that's what they're pushing, and we don't want them to control our decision like they did last time. And I say, if that was true, then why is the media, including myself, doing so much to deter people from supporting Mitt Romney? Because that's what this is about. Why else would the Drudge Report, HotAir.com, IHateTheMedia.com, and all these other conservative blogs and websites be posting this poll, and they all have the same headline: Sarah Palin within 5 points of Obama, when somebody who's already in the race, who's already announced, is only 2 points? Why would they do that if really the media's goal is to try to push Romney? It isn't. In fact, I think the conservative media, at least, their goal is to not have Mitt Romney. Face it, though. I'm starting to face it. He's doing well. But despite the things I talk about, I know a lot of the other national hosts, they also have their complaints and gripes about Mitt Romney. I know a lot of other conservative blogs have their complaints and gripes against Mitt Romney. And I had somebody ask me earlier in the week, well, why? Why do you think that is? And I told him, I said, it's one thing mainly. Yes, it's a Mormonism thing a little bit, but I don't think that's as big as the one big thing. The one big thing is RomneyCare. They feel like any Republican can beat Obama. However, the conservative media wants to be able to attack Obama on every issue that he's done. They want to attack him on everything that he has done. And it's hard to attack him on Obamacare when Romney has RomneyCare in his pocket.
Here's host Jeff Katz with former New Mexico governor and presidential candidate Gary Johnson, who will make his GOP debate debut tonight.
Governor Gary Johnson is on the stump. He, of course, is a former two-time governor out of New Mexico, a blue state. He ran twice, and he won twice, and he did a heck of a job out there. He's not getting as much attention in the presidential race as he ought to, especially considering the fact that he's actually outpolled John Huntsman and Rick Santorum.
I get to be in the debates tomorrow night in Florida, and what I'm going to say that's not being said is that we need to balance the federal budget, and I'm promising to submit a balanced budget in the year 2013. I am promising to veto expenditures that exceed revenue, and I'm also advocating throwing out the entire federal tax system, replacing it with the fair tax, which is a consumption tax, which does away with all existing federal tax, including corporate tax. So if you're talking about jobs, I think that reboots the American economy for what ends up being tens of millions of jobs here in this country as opposed to anywhere else on the planet.
Well, again, your ideas, Gary, smack of common sense, which is why, you know, they haven't gotten as much traction as they should have. Also considering the fact that you've been ignored by large segments of the national press. In fact, the CNN thing, tell us about this, because you were part of a poll. You outpolled a couple of folks who were included in their debate. And then what do? They scrub the poll?
You know, everybody listening, please just listen to what I'm about to say. 3 weeks ago, CNN does a national poll. I'm at 2% of the national poll, which has me ahead of two of those that are in the national debate, has me tied with one of those that are in the national debate. Okay, great. That's showing some momentum. That's what it's supposed to be about, right? I was excluded from an earlier CNN poll because I wasn't at 1% of the vote. Well, 3 weeks ago, I'm at 2% of the vote. CNN, a week ago, comes out with its newest national poll, and I'm not even on the poll. I'm not even an option. You know, anybody listening, tell me, what's that all about?
Up next, Don't Ask, Don't Tell gets repealed. That's the buzz, at least part of the buzz here on the countdown.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching.
Strike three, you're up!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it, Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now, free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now, 800-716-6520.
One of the events that changed world history is now being commemorated in Germany. The Protestant Reformation, the movement to reform the practice of Christianity during the 16th and 17th centuries, is currently being celebrated during the Luther decade from 2008 to 2017. It culminates in 2017 with the 500th anniversary celebration of the iconic Reformation leader Martin Luther nailing the 95 Theses to the Wittenberg Church. A new website dedicated to North America, visit-luther.com, is explaining festivities to celebrate Luther's life. Visit-luther.com introduces the American public to the fascinating aspects of life back then, providing information on Luther's life and the places he lived in Luther country. Many photographs show how well the small towns and cities have preserved this precious heritage up to today. To learn more about Martin Luther's life, Luther country, and how to get there, visit www.visit-luther.com.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Don't ask, don't tell. Aren't you tired of listening to all this foolishness? Apparently some people are not, because it's gotten everybody, well, not everybody, but some people whipped into a frenzy, like host Mark Caesar, Ed Clemens, and Sam Cox talking with a caller about the problems that may be in store for the military.
You know, I've got a real question here. If you're in the military and you're heterosexual, you're not allowed to shower with female counterparts. You're not allowed to commingle in restrooms. They have, you know, everything's not unisex. But if you're gay, male, male, female, female, you'll be able to shower together. You'll be able to do a lot of other things.
You're assuming that every gay person has a sexual attraction with another.
I'm talking about if you're married and you're in the military, you'll be able to male, you know, you'll be able to.
You won't be able to male-female shower. You're male-male shower.
But if you're the female counterpart of the union.
Well, that's two males showering.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is that there is a sexual attraction, and I'm sexually attracted by nature, myself, to the female component. I am prohibited from showering in a naval ship, or an army base with the opposite sex, because that's my sexual attraction. So you have gays that are going to be able to shower
with men,
with their sexual attraction.
Mm-hmm. But all,
and you're wondering what effect this will have on morale?
Yes.
All right, let's go to Colin in North Austin.
The whole point of them, in my view, of them really wanting to be able to come out in the military is to be accepted, and that is fine, but when you join the military, you are a name, rank, and a serial number. You are not an individual.
So will this change have a corrosive effect on the military's fighting capabilities?
I think it will. I don't think it should. I don't think the reason that it's going to is because of they are any less capable to fight. I think it's going to be just all morale. Like, it's going to start getting in the heads of some of the straight soldiers, and it's going to turn ugly.
So you think that some of the people, for example, that might serve under this Navy lieutenant who's profiled in major papers today as having married another man last night, that it'll be difficult for some to serve with him?
I think so, and in a way it's kind of a shame because let something like that judge their opinion, but at the same time, when you join the military, you join to fight for your country. You don't join to become an individual and be who you want to be and dress how you want to dress and date who you want to date. You find to defend your country, and that is it.
Here's host Chip Franklin with another talk host and former Marine Steve Juhas. Well, what happens next now that Don't Ask, Don't Tell has been repealed?
You are a former Marine and who was injured, working to protect our country. And so you have a real strong vested interest in this as a vet. Now, I should say that. You're gay. How do you look at something like this? And is everything going to change?
No.
I think that between the military, first of all, the military should have just issued an order that said, we're repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. It's no longer official policy of the United States Marine or the United States military, just like they do any other order. The idea that they gave, the military, the president, politicians made this the big deal that it is. And then I also heard you talking about housing and all the rest of it. Well, your girlfriend doesn't get housing either, and that's just how it is.
But you're not allowed to marry, though. See, wait, that's the thing, right?
Wait. Okay. The military is not responsible for your spouse. There are plenty of single members of the military living and receiving the BAH, the basic allowance for housing, basic allowance for sustenance. BAH and BAS BAQ, they were incorporated together for people who know, and that's the allowance that you give for housing. The military doesn't pay your family to eat. It pays for you to eat. It doesn't pay for your family to live. It just so happens that if you have a family, they can't live in barracks. But there are plenty of non-accompanied tours in the military. Do you think that Okinawa is full of military members and their families? No, there are unaccompanied tours.
All right, fair enough. Now, here's what I think, and this is what I've said, that a military, that a unit, okay, has you're not an individual, you're the unit. Is that accurate?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so that means that everybody has to act the same in that unit. In other words, and in all, everything from, you know, the way they use the latrine to their physical conditioning to keeping their mental focus straight and on the job at hand, which involves saving lives. And I don't be overly dramatic.
No, it involves killing people and breaking things. It doesn't involve saving lives. The military is not the Red Cross.
Fair enough. Okay. So killing people and or occupying places so other people can't get killed. All right. How about that? So we'll say that, you know, like maybe in Korea or something like that. Okay. Now, in the context of that, if somebody was overtly flirtatious as a heterosexual or overtly, you know, feminine or out of place mass, I guess I was going to involve women in that, but I don't know. I don't understand how you'd have a woman in a forward unit or any unit and how that would work either. Where does this break down if you have an overtly gay person in a unit like that?
First of all, there are very few people who are – I don't even know what overtly gay means. If there's a flamboyant gay person, there are not many of those in the military. There are some, and as long as the person does their job, nobody cares what they do. If you look at the statistics –
So who cares? Politicians? Is that what it is? Is it politicians, Karen? Is that what we're talking about?
No, it's because gay people wanted an issue. This was an issue, and now they've got the issue resolved. So instead of just moving on, they're all holding press conferences today. They're all issuing press releases and patting themselves on the back that they got this repeal done. But in practice, nothing changes because people in the military, generally and broadly speaking, do not care if you're gay.
Here's radio man Jim Sharp talking about the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. He says it's a good thing.
I understand why people would want to celebrate this. I understand why you might want to be the very first, because as I heard someone say this morning, an admiral say this morning, and I got to be honest with you, I agree. We are asking people in the military services to basically lie. In order to have the honor of serving our country, and we are honored when anybody puts on the uniform that is a decent human being and wants to defend our freedoms here, you know, we ask them to lie and to act like they were something that they weren't and to walk around and pretend. But it was the best thing that we could come up with at the time under Bill Clinton?
No.
Yeah.
It was stupid, and it was Bill Clinton, and what else do you need to say?
Yeah, they either should have banned gays or they should have just said, just serve.
Hey, there's an idea. Just serve.
Yeah. Because I know a lot of people are upset about this, and a lot of people who served.
What it is that there's people who are upset that they're gay people. That's what they're upset about.
Well, that's true, but I also think
at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what they do for a living, whether they serve in the military or cook a hamburger, there are people out there that are just simply upset that there are gay people on this planet.
There's gay people cooking my hamburgers?
Yeah.
Boy, you know, I'll tell you what, trying to lose some weight hasn't stopped me from eating hamburgers. Maybe this will, huh? No, I'm kidding. That's a joke. I'm kidding here. But I do think it was unreasonable of us to expect people to lie for years and years and years and act like they were something that they weren't when we expect the absolute best of these people, the absolute best of these people. And it's a tired old saying, but it's true. I don't care if they're straight as long as they can shoot straight.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're willing to defend the freedoms that have been bestowed on us by our Creator and have been enshrined in the Constitution, then my hat's off to you.
All right. The last part of the countdown is around the corner, and we'll talk about that falling satellite here as it may hit the U.S. on Friday.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This six-ton satellite that's falling out of the sky, about the size of a bus, are you worried? Hear from CNN, Tariq Malik from Space.com talks to Brooke Baldwin and Chad Myers about the latest word from NASA. They now say the satellite will definitely crash on Friday. They aren't sure where, though.
The latest update we've got from NASA now, all signs point to Friday. NASA's been keeping a really close eye on this satellite. It's 6.5 tons, as you mentioned, and it's just been getting lower and lower from space over the last few days. So they think they've got it narrowed down to Friday. They're kind of hedging. It could be Thursday. It could be Saturday. But right now, everything seems to be trending for Friday sometime that day.
Okay, from what I've read, you have these 26 pieces of the satellite weighing more than 1,100 pounds are expected to survive this atmospheric burn, and that this happens in terms of, you know, defunct satellites falling out and down to the Earth. But the news here is that the pieces that will survive that burn are fairly sizable.
That's right. This is about a half ton of material that they expect is going to survive on the way down. The biggest piece is going to weigh something like 300 pounds. So it's not small pieces of debris that, you know, you might miss if you weren't looking for it. These are, you know, big pieces of metal, of tanks and things like that they don't want people to touch. They want folks to know it could be coming down sometime, but they just don't know where.
Hey, Tarek, it's Chad. If this comes down at night over the U.S., this could be quite spectacular to see, wouldn't it? Especially with all of these pieces breaking up, almost like a big firework falling out of the sky. Where do we look?
Exactly. Well, NASA's not going to know until maybe 2 hours beforehand, maybe kind of where this thing is going to fall. But if it does fall over the United States, if it is at night, the track is about 500 miles long where they expect this thing to break up. And it would be, as you mentioned, a spectacular light show. NASA's expert Nick Johnson says that it would be just eye-catching, a dazzling display. And it could last, you know, for several minutes. Even in the daytime, it could be bright enough to be spotted for folks that maybe are looking for it.
You told in your article, you told me that it was tumbling. I didn't know about this. Tell me what you know.
Well, yeah, this satellite basically used up all of its gas back in 2005 to leave a busy orbit so that it wouldn't pose a danger to other spacecraft. And so it has no control. Because of that, it's you know, over time it just starts to spin or it just it can't stabilize itself. And what we found out from Skywatchers who've been contacting us is that when they look for it at night, it's bright and then it's dim and then it flashes in brilliance, sometimes to rival even Venus. And that tells them that it's spinning as it's drifting around the Earth. And it seems like this week has been a pretty exciting one for some Skywatchers.
From Radioland, Hillary Howard and Sean Anderson with Dr. Mark Matney from NASA about whether we, you or me, ought to be worried about this falling satellite.
So something the size of a school bus doesn't sound that impressive, but the idea of it raining down on us is just a little frightening. What's the story?
Well, NASA's UARS satellite, which was launched in 1991, has now completed its mission and is on its way to reenter the atmosphere, it looks like, on Friday. And it turns out that most of those 6 tons will probably burn up in the atmosphere, but there are about 26 pieces, we believe, that will reach the surface of the ground, the surface of the Earth, a total of about 1,200 pounds of pieces of metal.
About how big would the largest of those pieces be, do you think?
I don't remember the exact size, but maybe refrigerator size or something like this. It's about 500 pounds. Mm-hmm.
So when something like that hits the Earth, that I'm sure you could tell us how fast, how many miles per hour, what does it do?
Well, it turns out that the spacecraft will hit the upper atmosphere at orbital velocities, which is like 5 miles per second. But by the time it reaches the surface of the Earth, the atmosphere's really slowed it down. So it's going to be traveling tens to hundreds of miles per hour, a little more speeds that we're familiar with. It's still fast, but it's no longer those incredible speeds in space.
Of course, the thing everybody wants to know is where will this stuff come down? How do you figure that out?
Well, we know from the tilt of the orbit that it's going to fall somewhere between 57 degrees north latitude and 57 degrees south latitude, which really narrows it down quite a bit. But the way we figure out the risk of people on the ground is based on very complicated models from University of Columbia that describe how the population of the Earth is distributed in latitude and longitude, and we use the ground path of the spacecraft to try and determine the statistics on who will be at risk on the surface of the Earth.
Well, who is at risk between 57 north and 57 south?
Well, that's just about everyone. But however, the probability of one of those 7 billion people being hit is actually, we estimate, 1 in 3,200. That means the probability that one person would be hurt, would be injured by a piece of this falling space debris from this spacecraft.
You can get any number of hours of the countdown. Just download them in the listen box at DougStephan.com. And just beside that, you'll see the Talk Radio Countdown section as well. That's at DougStephan.com.
Iodine.